Let's begin with the great 4th century public intellectual Victorinus. Now, in the unlikely case that you've forgotten who he is, let's do a quick refresh. Victorinus was awarded a statue in the Roman Forum during his own lifetime. He was the beloved teacher to many distinguished members of the Roman Senate. He was a worshiper of the gods that were in vogue at the time, and he was greatly respected by the sophisticated and the powerful of his community. He was a voracious reader with a profound knowledge of all of the liberal sciences. Victorinus decided to read the Bible and all of the Christian literature that he could lay hold of. And what happened is that he privately started telling his closest friends, though never in public, "I want you to know that I'm now a Christian." He often repeated his claim, and each time his friend would resolutely reply, "I shall not believe it or count you as a Christian until I see you in the Church of Christ." At this, Victorinus would laugh and say, "Is it then the walls of the church that make the Christian?" The truth is, Victorinus didn't want to go public with baptism and the confession that Jesus is Lord. He was afraid of losing his friends and his reputation. But one day, Victorinus decided that he could no longer be ashamed of the sacraments instituted by God's word in his lowly state. So he said to his friend, "Let's go to the church. I want to be made a Christian." Victorinus took a risk, both in word and deed, and he went public. And I share this story because each one of us is called to do the same. That's the great point of our reading from the gospel, the account of Jesus sending out the 70. Luke is telling us that Jesus didn't have only the 12 defined disciples, the special inner circle given the work of going into the world to teach all that Jesus had commanded them and to proclaim that the kingdom of God had drawn near. That's the work not just of the 12, Luke is telling us. Jesus had wider groups of followers. And the point is that everyone who is baptized into Christ also receives a commission. That commission is to go out and spread the gospel. Each of us at baptism is asked, "Will you proclaim by word and example the good news, the gospel of God in Christ?" And we respond, "I will, with God's help." Now, as Episcopalians, we like to say, "Preach the gospel at all times, use words when necessary." That's good advice. That's good advice because it calls us to make our whole lives a proclamation of the kingdom. But it's bad advice if it encourages our silence about Jesus. Victorinus had a lot to lose: wealth, reputation with senators, a statue in the Forum. And yet he went public with proclamation that the kingdom of God had come so near to us in the person of Jesus that it changed everything. So what does it look like for us in our day to go public with the gospel? It's unlikely that you're going to make the news, although you might. And I'm not suggesting that you should talk endlessly about Jesus. But it will likely look like us finding the courage to use more words than we do. I know a retired priest who lives in Mexico who became an Episcopalian in college because a friend simply invited him to church. That sounds easy enough, doesn't it? But it takes courage. You have to use words, and you have to be willing to go public to invite someone to come with you. There was a man in the emergency room, and his friend who had brought him there by taxi, was concerned. It seemed that a heart attack might be in the works. But the tests came back negative, and the doctor was confident that what he had was a case of anxiety. Medications were given, a follow-up appointment was made, and the patient went home. Good news. His friend, however, was troubled. And why? Because the friend never offered to pray. His friend had thought of it, but was just a little too bashful to put the thought into words. We've all been there. What might you say? What can we say in such a case? Perhaps we could ask a question. Could I say a prayer with you? And if the answer is yes, you might hold your friend's hand, place your arm on his shoulder, and say simple words, maybe like these: Lord Jesus, my friend here is not feeling well. We don't know what's wrong, and we're somewhat afraid. Please heal my friend of this illness, whatever it is, and please be with us now and give us your peace. It's a simple prayer. It doesn't have to have a lot of words, but it speaks the good news of God in Christ. And I think that we have good reason to hope that if we'll risk putting ourselves out there a little bit, that God will bless our risking in ways that we can't yet imagine. Remember in our gospel reading what the 70 say when they return from being sent out. Jesus, you won't believe the things that are happening in the power of your name and in the power of your love. Let's take risks. Let's pray that we find courage to go public in word and deed. And along the way, we'll likely be surprised to find that the kingdom of God has drawn near.